With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk Padres baseball the rest of the way, so I'm going to quickly jump in as basketball Ben for a moment. A little more BetQL breaking news from the NBA. Nuggets guard Jamal Murray out for the season with a torn ACL.
Man, Denver must be in mourning today.
Well, that is crippling. That is, they're a good team, and he is a great player, and that's a sad injury. Happened late in last night's game against the Golden State Warriors. We talked earlier about Steph Curry passing Wilt Chamberlain on the Warriors' all-time scoring list for first place. Scored 53 last night. Lakers were unable to pull off the New York sweep. They beat the Nets on Saturday, but then lost to the Knicks last night, 111-96. Former Laker Julius Randle. Big night against his old team with 34 points and 10 rebounds.
Feel better?
I do. Let's check traffic, and then we'll talk Padres on 97.3 The Fan. You know, if I was an investor in the Will Myers stock, I would be homeless right now.
You'd be
because
broke.
I would have sold low, I would have bought high over and over again.
God.
Right now, the Will Myers stock may be as high as
it's like Apple.
Ever been. It is shot through the roof. After the 60-game season last year, in which Will was undoubtedly one of the best players in the National League, the last question was, can he carry it through an offseason? Can he keep it going in 2021? So far, through 11 games, the answer seems to be a resounding yes. Will Myers still looks like one of the best players in baseball after going 3-for-4 last night with a career tying 5 RBI and third home run of the season, a monster shot to center field. He just looks like he has figured it out. Finally, Woods, it took a little longer than I think we hoped for and that you know, maybe we expected.
No, it was always
but he's
in there.
There now.
It was always in there, and you'd see flashes of it. And I think that's what. If a guy comes up and he's highly touted, right, and he always sucks, then you're like, well, okay, he didn't make it. You know, he was a, what they call a bust. But you know, Will was never a bust. Will was a rookie of the year. Will was a guy that everybody always had so much faith in and so much belief that he had the ability inside him to get it done. That's the frustrating part, is when they don't do it. You hate to see wasted talent. And it would be these spurts of just brilliance, you know, brilliant defense or brilliant base running or brilliant hitting. And you go, ah, there it is. And then it would go away, and it would go away for long stretches. And then you'd get another spurt, and you'd go, oh, yes, it's back. The consistency that he's shown, Benny, has been phenomenal. And It was Andy. It was him and Andy. There was a power struggle. There was a head butting. There was something going on there. I retweeted an old Dennis Lynn article from May 28th of 2017. Did you see this yesterday? Will Myers' education is ongoing this season. The first baseman has paid nearly daily visits to Andy Green's office. That probably wasn't of his own volition, to be honest.
You know, honestly, and the problem may have been too much coaching.
Yeah.
Not enough coaching.
In his head a little too much.
But too much coaching, because if you listen to Will talking last night, the real difference between Will Myers from 2 years ago and the Will Myers of last season and this season is doing a little bit less.
As far as that, I'm definitely not going to experiment with anything. I'm going to stick with what I got right now. I feel like for me, or, you know, for any player, I think it's important to find what makes them best and have somebody to help hold them to that. I think for me, just getting that accountability was something that really helped me out a lot. So, you know, just honestly, just sticking with that, I talk to Eze about each at bat, tell them what happened there and tell them what I need to improve on the next bat or tell them, yeah, I need to take that back in. So it's been the big thing for me has been the accountability, having to answer a question after each at bat. Yes, I was on my plan or not. So I think for me, it's the accountability has been big.
Very simple, but I'm not sure if it's Jace Tingler or one of the coaches that he is accountable to.
Probably Damian Easley.
Yeah,
I would guess.
Maybe hitting coach Damian Easley. But
Damian cannot be any worse than he is right now.
Will has figured out. Okay, here's what I'm trying to do. And then he goes up, and success or failure, he goes back to the dugout every time, and someone asks him, Will, did you follow through with your plan, what you went up trying to do? You went up to the plate, you were looking for a fastball to drive on the outside part of the plate, you were looking for this, you were looking for that, you were trying to avoid swinging at that slider in the dirt. Did you stick through with your plan? And the yes or no, but every single time, he's accountable for that plate appearance. And I mean, is it working? Yeah, it's absolutely working for Will Myers right now.
Yeah, and if you listen to that, you can't look at that and say, well, Will, just had a problem with authority and Will didn't like being told what to do. He's literally saying, no, I go up and I get basically an accountability report every time I have an at bat. That's saying I need it. I want it. Give it to me. I want to learn. I want to get better. He's been amazing. Nothing short of amazing. He's going to, hopefully he continues to be amazing because he's such a huge piece. The other thing I see out of Will, Ben, it's subtle, but how comfortable he is in right field. He's really, really comfortable out there. He gets a really, really good read on balls. He gets a good jump on balls. And he just looks like, a man that has a position now. He knows where he's going to be. And I think that routine for him has been great. I mean, I don't want to play dime store psychologist with the guy, but it's no coincidence, man, that they come in. They didn't coddle him. They didn't coddle him. You heard Wayne Kirby last spring training. We loved it. Getting on Will. He's gotten help with the things he needed help
Willie!
With. Yeah, Willie. Huh? What? And he just like, see? He when I say it, he jumps. It was great, man. And like, we love that. We love that. We love to see him doing well. And but you're right. You would be broke as a joke right now. You'd be broke as a joke if you bought high and sold low.
I would be completely destitute.
Billy tweets in, who's holding Tommy Pham accountable to his hitting plan? I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Tommy. I'm just not worried, though.
No.
I'm really not.
I'm still on Will looking at these numbers. He's hitting .350, but what I really love, the on-base percentage is .435, which is just blowing. It's 100 points higher than his career
it's
average.
Amazing.
He's already walked six times, which... You're saying, is that a lot? Is that not a lot? Even last year, he only walked 18 times the whole year. So he's already a third of the way
That's
to that
crazy.
60-game season in just 11 games so far. He's swinging and missing less. He's striking out less. He's putting the ball in play more.
Well, he had a great answer about, Will, what's different here? He goes, we have good players now. He can take that walk, right? He can take that walk because he knows there's guys behind him that can drive in runs as well. It makes all the difference. We have good players now, pretty much sums it up. We've got guys that can play the game that are really, really good, and it makes all the difference in the world for a guy like Will Myers. He's so much more than just a complimentary piece to what this offense is. I mean, he again, is a guy that can carry your team on his back for weeks at a time if you need him to, and that's what he's doing right now. He's been great.
I feel like Will Myers is almost a found money. He's the $100 bill that you just – picked up off the street. Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado, they're superstars. You're paying them like superstars. You expect them to perform. Will Myers was like, okay, 2 years ago, how can we get rid of this guy? Can we offload his salary? Will anyone take him? All of a sudden, he's as good as any of your core players. That's found money. That's what turns good teams into World Series winners, when you get a player exceeding what you expected like that.
I'm probably getting kicked in the nuts for this, but that's fine. I saw somebody saying, well, we need to credit the Padres front office for not trading Will Myers, for sticking it out with Will Myers. Bro, they were actively looking to move Will Myers, I would guess. I mean, and again, with the direction that the team was headed a few years ago, it didn't make sense. There were no takers, and I'm glad that there were no takers.
I mean, give credit for not eating a ton of salary and 100%. Trading Will Myers at the same time. Then you'd really be rigged. Imagine paying $15 million of his $20 million contract for him.
Yeah, he's in
to
Boston
be an MVP
or something. Yeah.
Performer for some other team.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
See it all the time.
Now that is, you absolutely give them credit for not giving up on him.
Yeah,
but for not shopping him, I don't.
But
think
no one wanted
say,
him.
Yeah, nobody wanted him.
You see it all the time, though, where a player signs a pretty big contract and they fail to live up to it, or finally they start living up to it. I would go as far as to say he's not just living up to that contract now.
He's exceeding
we're,
it.
We're getting him on.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. He is just, and he just looks so comfortable.
What was he, 20 million, 22 million?
By the way, I would have never dreamed these words would be coming out of my mouth 2 years ago. Will Myers has one more year left on his deal next year at $20 million per year.
Extend him.
He has a club option for 2023 at $20 million that all of a sudden is looking like an almost no-brainer,
it's a no-brainer
to pick up the Will Myers club option.
Will Myers is a
for
loser.
2023.
Ben! I thought you changed your tune.
Which means three more seasons, including this year, of Will Myers. I thought we were going to be counting the days until, oh, this guy's finally off the books. Man, we got through 2022. We can send Will Myers packing, and now I'm already thinking, oh yeah, that club option is looking very appealing for 2023 at this point for Will Myers.
But there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Great job. All right, you want to get some phone calls?
Yeah, let's take a couple calls.
833-288-0973. Clay has been hanging on. Good morning, Clay. Welcome to Ben and Woods.
Oh, gentlemen, I'm glad I've got a plug for my phone. Anyway, hey, it was a great game. And you know, here's the thing I've noticed about the Padres is, first of all, for this Friday, maybe it should be a brownout.
I'm in.
Brownout.
Brownout.
And as far as And as far as the pitchers go, rather than send down Campusano until the minor leagues really get going, and remember the minor leagues didn't go last year, is maybe they should send down one of the relief pitchers in the interim, because it appears that the starters are finally starting to stretch out into like 7 innings. And we haven't seen 7 and 8 innings out of a starting pitcher or the staff in, what, 3 years?
Yeah, it's been they said there was a stat going around about Musgrove's no-hitter. Thanks for the call. That it was like the last complete game. The last complete game before that was like 2017
Clayton
or something.
Clayton Richard,
yeah. I think, 2017. You know, granted, yeah, this one's a no-hitter, so that's amazing. But yeah, it'd been a minute between complete games.
Now, keep in mind that this is an important week for the starters to go deep into the game. Yu Darvish did his job yesterday. Blake Snell will have his opportunity today. He's gone, what, 4 1/3 and 5 in his first couple of starts of the season.
That's what I'm saying.
This would be a great day to see 6 or 7 out of Blake Snell, because there's a good chance, we've been talking about it, with Musgrove going on Wednesday and Paddock going on Thursday and Morejo now on the injured list, you may need a bullpen day on Friday against the Dodgers. And that's not the white flag or throwing in the towel it would have been in the past. A bullpen day is a great way to perhaps beat the Dodgers with those arms. But you can't do it if you have to use, you know, 9 innings out of your bullpen on Wednesday and Thursday combined. So Padres will need those starters to eat up some innings to keep the rest of the pen fresh for a potential, you know, full 9 innings on Friday, if that's what you have to do with a combination like Stammen and Weathers and Krizmat, you know, pitching against the Dodgers. I don't hate any of those guys against L.A.
Well, two of your top three guys, Musgrove on Friday and Darvish yesterday, they've held up their end of the bargain.
They have.
Now you need Snell to do it again today.
There's no question. And this is a lineup that Blake should feel pretty confident going into today about his start. And yeah, he gets in some deep counts, and it just kills him. He gives up a hit, then another hit, then he gets in a deep count. It's like, you look up, and there's 23 pitches thrown in the second inning. You're like, ah, God, you're never going to get through 5. But his stuff's so, so very good. Again, one of those guys, absolute ass in the seats to watch Blake Snell pitch anytime. He is a revelation. He wants to be a little bit more economical.
I'm interested to see today if Blake Snell can get some quicker outs.
Yes.
Early in the game. He's such a perfectionist,
yeah, he is.
Which is great, but it's hard to be a guy who pitches to contact when you're also a perfectionist, because you're trying to You're trying to get swings and misses, obviously, or, you know, hit those corners. And it's hard to hit Blake Snell. It's hard for good batters to make contact against Blake Snell, but that also runs up his pitch counter. That's why he's traditionally, I think, been a guy. It's not just the Rays saying, hey, we don't think you go through more than two times through the order. It's also the fact that Blake Snell misses so many bats that it's hard for him to have an at-bat that's less than three or four pitches.
Yeah.
It's just not... just barely ever happens. So
he's such a good pitcher.
Wonder
though.
If he can get some quicker outs.
He's such a good pitcher. He is such a good pitcher. The way that's the thing. He'll start you with back foot slider. You may spit on it, you know, and then so there's one pitch down. You may foul one off. He gets it. Guys, they don't put together long at bats on him because they're good. It's because he, I think, sometimes tries to be a little bit too fine. It ends up running his pitch count up a little bit, but the stuff is absolutely, it absolutely plays.
Chad Kuhl will be the opposing pitcher.
He is a righty
for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's gone 3 and 4 innings in his first two starts. His problem has been walks. His ERA is in the sixes, and he's only given up 3 hits. That's hard to do, but the fact that he's walked 8 guys, I believe, in his first two starts really tells you how the Padres are going to attack this game.
I mean, they're fully expect him to have it locked in.
They're
today,
already one of the teams that sees the most pitches and draws the most walks in baseball. They're going up against a guy who has trouble finding the strike zone. As long as you're not all of a sudden out of character expanding today, imagine there's going to be a lot of Padres on the base paths. Now, can they bring them home? Can they get one or two big hits? If they can, this could be a game where, you know, it's a laugher. The Padres put up 10. If they, you know, leave 12 runners on base and, you know, bases loaded, grounded into a bunch of double plays, which we've seen in the past, then, yeah, the Pirates might be able to, you know, hang with them. But in terms of this matchup, Snell against Kuhl, I like this a lot for Padres.
Too.
I really do today.
I do, too.
Hopefully 5 wins in a row is about to come.
Let's go.
All guests on Better Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Find new roads. All right, tomorrow, Wednesday, middle of the week, we'll see if Jesse Agler was able to work the word cartouche into today's broadcast as the incorporator. And I don't know what else will be on the plan. We'll certainly be breaking down today's game and anything else that's going on.
Probably talking about Blake Snell's no-hitter, I would guess.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
If we're going to do it, yeah.
Well,
we're going to do something.
What's our favorite part of Blake Snell starting?
It's the post-game.
Blake Snell audio the following
morning.
Oh, yeah,
we got Blake Snell
do an hour. We could do an hour on it.
That's good. It's time for our Grand Slam giveaway code word.
Come on.
This hour's code word is audio. Text AUDIO to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't drive and text. Tune in to 55 past the hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. for code words in the Grand Slam giveaway. Powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better. Download the BetQL app today. Time's up. 4 hours in the books. 2 days in the books. This week, executive producer of the program is Paul Reindel. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Go Padres. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 5 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.